CliffCentral.com.
So Sia was saying he's on Instagram occasionally, and he sees like people he once knew who are suddenly rolling on private jets and things.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I've seen, like, there were girls that I remember from varsity, and girls who know people that I know, who are on these yachts in like Mallorca or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get there.
Mm-mm.
But I think there's something dodgy going on. I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Well, I will.
Oh, okay.
You will. Ben, I will for the team. There is so much cock in their mouths. Let's be honest. I don't care where. If you want, all day, it's like, oh, what a lot. Oh. That's how you get in those yachts. That's how you stay on them.
Jeez, because I'm asking, what in the Saudi prince is going on? There has to be something very fishy. And I mean,
sorry,
you know,
guys, it's a short conversation. It really
these
is.
Are just like my same age, 22 years old, even guys as well. And listen, I'm not anti-success. Good on you somehow if you've achieved that at this age. But private jetting, and specifically the one I just saw, a guy, you know, who I went to high school with, private jet, then went to Cape Town, was rolling in a Range Rover.
I'm with Ben. I'm with Ben on this one. We know what that means. It's not possible. You can't be living that life in your 20s. And if you'd made that money yourself, we'd know about you. Yeah, we would know.
Yeah.
You'd be on a list somewhere.
Let's try to be nice and say maybe it's a rich uncle, you know?
Oh, that makes it even creepier.
No, it's just sharing within the family. That's what it is.
Jeez.
See, look, I thought about this as well, because I went through a stage where I looked at Instagram a lot.
Thought about whoring it up?
No, not whoring about it. Okay. But about these lives that people push out there.
Yes.
Because it's all about just, you know, the whole thing about the best life is, we spoke about it with Rob, that's the healthy side of it. The unhealthy side is you're projecting something of success. Mm. Because that apparently is the thing you must do in this world. But it has to come back to the fact that you are just sacrificing something else. There are some dark moments behind those amazing pictures.
That's so deep.
So true. That should be a reality show.
It really is so true. Yeah. There are dark moments.
That's actually a great reality show. What you do is you start every episode by, look at these five great pictures. We can tell you the story behind them.
Ben.
And it starts off with someone in this shitty neighborhood and how they get onto the yacht.
Behind the post. Yeah.
Behind the post. That's a good show.
Oh, guys, like, we can flesh this out. We have a director coming in.
And then you can like recap, like, because those Instagram accounts suddenly go very quiet.
Mm.
And then it's like the what happened. And it's the big fallout.
No, what you have is like a week of these amazing photographs of these crystal clear blue waters and, you know, people in tropical islands and bikinis and buffets of food.
Mm.
And then they're suddenly in their flat.
Jumping shots.
They're suddenly in their really bummy flat somewhere. And you could see, like, broken down furniture in the background and a stray dog.
Yeah, like, these guys and these girls. Because it's for both sexes. They get interviewed about, you know, I won't take my modeling seriously this summer. I really think I've got what it takes. Then, like, 4 months later, they got cold sores and they're just sitting there eating cereal.
Oh, no.
Because, let's be honest, like, modeling, there's enough models out there.
Dried up, runny makeup.
Yeah. Kind of average looking from the start.
Yeah. Legs not shaven. Just like having a meal that's actually not Instagram worthy. Oh, shock, horror, gasp.
Yeah, porridge.
Yeah.
Porridge with a fork.
Porridge, tracksuit pants. You can't even afford Netflix and chill.
No. Yeah. CliffCentral.com.